April 4, 1937, as the creature gives her will to God, so does God acquire his divine rights over it. How three walls of fortitude are formed so as not to let her get out from within the fiat. I am under the eternal waves of the divine volition, and if a thought escapes me, these waves become stronger and suffocate my thought and my fears, in such a way that I am immediately pacified and I run together with the divine fiat. So, my thought often torments me, that I might be getting out from within it. My God, what pain, I feel myself dying at the mere thought of it. It seems to me that I would no longer be the sister of the created things, I would move my place away from their midst, they would no longer be mine. And I, what would I then give to my God? Nothing but pure nothing would be left to me. I felt so bad in thinking of this, that I felt tortured. And my sweet Jesus, having compassion on me and on the state to which I had reduced myself, ran to sustain me in his arms and, all goodness, told me, my daughter, what are you doing? Courage, you oppress yourself too much, and your Jesus does not want this. And besides, the very pain you feel means that you do not want to get out of my divine will. And to me your will is enough, it is the surest pledge, and I keep it enclosed in my divine heart as the most precious thing, so that nobody may touch it. The feeling of the creature I take into no account. It if as if it did not exist for me, and many times it serves her in order to throw herself into my arms, that I may free her of this enemy that makes her lose peace. Now, you must know that when the soul has given me her will with firm decision, and with sure knowledge of what she has done, without ever wanting to know it again, she has already taken her place in mine. And I, by right, am the owner of her will, and she is the owner of mine. So, do you think that I easily surrender these rights? Not at all. I will use all arts, I will put in the field my own power, so that what interests me so much may not be taken away from me. You must know that this is the strongest bond between creator and creature, her surrendering her will. In this way she becomes inseparable from us as to no longer be able to detach herself. We feel her life as our own, because one is the will that animates us. Now, do you think that with one thought, with one feeling, these bonds can be broken, our inseparability lost, and we would surrender what is ours, without any resolute and repeated acts on her part, that she wants her will back? My daughter, you deceive yourself. More so, since our love for her is so great, that as soon as she gives us her will, we wall the creature up, first with a wall of light, in such a way that if she wanted to get out, the light eclipses her and she does not know where to move her step, because she finds light everywhere, and not knowing where to go, she draws back and hides in the bosom of her Creator. The second wall is everything that my humanity did while on earth, my tears, my works, steps and words, my pains, my wounds, my blood, form a wall around this happy creature to prevent her exit. In fact, my humanity contains the secret, the strength, the life in order to give life to one who lives in the divine volition. And do you think that after having obtained the intent of conquering this will by dint of pains, I would let what costs me blood, life and death escape from me? Ah! You have not yet understood my love well. If it was about mere resignation, it is easy to do and not to do my will, because these creatures have never really surrendered their rights to me. They keep holding on to their will, and therefore now they are resigned, now impatient. Now they love heaven, now the earth. But for one who has given me her will, she has taken her place in the divine order. She wants and does what we want, she feels herself queen. Therefore it is almost impossible for her to get out of our fiat, nor would she adapt herself to becoming a servant, a slave, if she went out of our will. The third wall is the whole creation, which feels in her the operating virtue of the divine volition, whose life all created things possess. And in order to pay her homage they form a wall around her, the sun with its light, the wind with its might. In sum, All created things feel the creative power, the operating virtue, ever new, that operates in the creature, while they cannot do more than what they are doing. So they run around her to enjoy the works of that fiat by which they are animated. Therefore, don't you worry, enjoy the peace of that will that possesses you, and your Jesus will take care of everything. Fiat.